Back with your family. We arrived back safely from Branson. We were beginning to wonder if we were going to arrive back at all. As you know, there was some pretty bad weather. I was beginning to wonder if God hadn't gone back on his promise to Noah when he said he wasn't going to flood the earth with or destroy the earth by water anymore. I was beginning to wonder if God hadn't gone back on that. But we made it back safely from Branson. We had a great time, and it was good to be away, good to be back with you this morning. This morning is a little bit different, as you can tell, the way things are set up here. Communion's on the wrong side this morning. But this is Lads to Leaders Morning. We're going to recognize Lads to Leaders, and probably all of you have heard about it. If not, you're going to hear about it this morning. Lads to Leaders is a great program put together for the youth in the church and those that aspire to grow in their relationship with God and aspire to grow in their ability to lead and to learn how to lead and take a leadership role. It is an incredible program. I'm going to share some things with you briefly, maybe 5-10 minutes, and then Ron Mitchell is going to come up, and he's going to give you all the details on Lads to Leaders and what took place and all the exciting things you see up here. He's got a PowerPoint presentation that he and Jennifer put together, and you're just really going to be pleased with this. It was Aristotle who once said that all who have meditated on the art of governing mankind are convinced that the fate of empires depends on the education of youth. I want you to think about that for a moment, that the fate of empires rests on the education of youth. And I want to apply that to the church this morning. I think we all know that the argument could be made that the fate of the church here, I don't mean even worldwide, I mean here in Windsor, Colorado, our family here, partially does depend on the education of our youth, doesn't it? On what we do with our kids and what we teach our children and the examples that we leave for our kids. And that's why I think that Lads to Leaders is such a powerful program. It's such an amazing thing, as you're going to hear this morning. Starts from third grade, third graders, all the way up to seniors in high school can get involved. They work all year round on their basic events. Ron will give you more details into that. But it took place in April, Easter Sunday. I believe it takes place that time every year. There are several locations. We happen to participate in the one in Dallas, Texas. You probably heard of the Gaylord Hotel. That's where it took place. Well-known hotel there. Over 2,000 participants there are people. We had 11 of our kids, and a total of 14, I think, around 14 people that were there, adults and children. Incredible time. But what I want to do for a moment is just put before you a hypothetical situation. Now, I know it's not good always to speculate on hypothetical situations, but for this lesson, let's do that this morning. And I want you to think about our leadership, and I don't want you to narrow that to down to our elders. I mean leadership in general. Everybody who takes a role in this body, everybody who's involved in communication, organization, whether it be Sunday morning, throughout the year, men, women, there's no specific gender, all those that are involved in leadership. And let's say we had a weekend where we were going away to some kind of special event. And we got together and we go there and something tragic happens, God forbid. And we don't come back. Where does that leave this congregation? Now, I know that's a hypothetical situation. I know the odds of that happening are probably less than us winning the lottery, right? But let's just for a moment think about that and what that would do to our body. Where would that leave us? Would there be anybody who has been trained up to lead this congregation? The young women, the young men. Would they be able to get up here and lead songs for us as Kent did? Will they be able to set up throughout the year ladies' functions and ladies' day and all the other various ministries that take place in our body? And this is the beauty, I think, of Lads to Leaders, because that's what Lads to Leaders does. It prepares our children to lead. And we know how important that is to lead. It's very powerful, a very promising tool. I'm learning a little bit more and more about it as we get into it more and more. I want to look at one principle from Ephesians chapter 4. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn there. And I want you to focus on Paul's concept of, and you've heard this before, equipping the saints. We know how important it is for the saints, for the church, to be equipped to do God's work. God wants that. God wants his body to be built up. Now, Paul is writing this letter to the Ephesians, of course, specifically to them, to those who have been reconciled into Christ, reconciled to God through Christ, and also those who are reconciled to one another in the body in the church. And he wants them to know how to walk in a manner worthy of their calling, in which God has called them to walk. And in chapter 4, he talks about this unity that is in the body, the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, and how each person had their gifts. Just as today, you all have gifts. And gifts are given from Christ. Christ gives these gifts. God has given us these gifts. And these gifts, we are responsible to know what they are and to use them for the building up of the body. For the, as Paul will say, equipping of the saint. And that's why Paul in verse 11 of chapter 4 says that he gave some as apostles, those that were sent directly by God, some as prophets, some as evangelists, proclaim, preach the good news, some as pastors and teachers. Notice verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And so what Paul wants is, Paul wants maturity of the body. He wants them to recognize and learn what each other's gifts are and to encourage one another in those gifts. And you know what? That's what we're doing here. We, with our young people, are learning what their talents are and what are their gifts. And we're trying as a congregation and a leadership, and all of you have encouraged them in this, to grow in their talent. I want you to think about this for a minute. I know Paul, in the context of Ephesians 4, is not talking about equipping the youth. Specifically, the saints in general is what he's talking about. But I think for this morning's sake, we can think about this verse in that light. For the equipping of our youth, to the building up of the body, till we all attain to maturity or to the fullness that is in Christ Jesus. And we're all a part of that. How would we do that? How would we equip the church in case of our youth? Well, as we see here, involvement in Lads to Leaders. Being involved. And so if you have kids and your kids have not been involved, starting from third grade up, we even have some younger ones that we're working with. They can't be involved in Lads to Leaders, but they're here on Wednesdays working very hard. But if you have kids, get them involved in this. This is an incredible program. If you have money, it takes money. And if you're looking at somewhere to put your money, this is a good ministry, a good work to put your money towards. Let the elders know you're interested in helping out. And also, if you just want to help out as an adult and you want to be involved, get involved in this. Be a part of the equipping of our youth for the work of service. One of my favorite things about this whole process of Lads to Leaders from my perspective, I worked on the speech part of things, but just watching the interaction, it was a beautiful thing. It really was. I've been around kids a lot and youth here through the years, and just seeing their bond and also the intergenerational work is a beautiful thing. It just shows that we're a family, and seeing the older people with the younger people working together, is just a great thing. And so I want to encourage you to encourage them to get involved in Last Leaders. Great opportunity, great program. And at this time, Ron's going to give us some detail on what took place over the last year.
Hey, Cliff, could I get you to dim a few lights for me? Thanks. Appreciate what you said, Kurt, there. I know it's, what you were saying was a hypothetical situation, but what if we lost a quarter of us? We'd have some serious gaps to fill. I mean, we really would. And so through this program, it helps a lot to get our young kids trained in the right way to fill those gaps as they get older. Before last year, we started this Lads of Leaders program, and call it Lads of Leaders and Leaderettes, because we're not just training our young men, but we're training our young women as well as they continue to grow. Women have a role as well in the church to teach our young ones, to help out with Ladies' Day, a number of things that the young ladies can do. How many before last year has heard of Lads to Leaders, the Lads to Leaders program? Raise your hand, I'd like to see. So only, well, I know our kids have, but before last year, not very many. I'd not heard of Lads to Leaders myself until about 2 years ago. Brenda Knight brought it to my attention 2 years ago and said, you know, this is something that you should look into to get your kids involved, help bring them up and train them in the Lord. And so we had done some looking into it, and it kind of was solidified to us when Cindy White was here last year. Many of you don't know her, but she used to attend here. So we thought, we're going to give it a shot and give it a try and see what happens. So we see that not many has heard of this as well. Is that up? Okay. That's why it's said in the church that it's the best kept secret in the church today. Not many of us has heard of this. Since the foundation of Lads to Leaders in 1968, the mission of Lads to Leaders and Leaderettes has been to develop youth into Christian leaders. The first year, in 1968, nearly 50 years ago, there were 8 young men that was involved in this. And today, it has grown over more than 22,000 kids involved in this. And today it's the same mission they've had back in 1968 to train our kids to be leaders within the Lord's church. Hope I'm doing this right here.
Down.
There we go. Lads to Leaders encourages bonds between generations. Kurt mentioned this a little bit ago. Now Stacy and I took on art this year. Now, I'm really not a good artist. I'm going to be honest with you. But we thought, you know, we're going to give it a shot. Well, we find out we weren't as good as we thought we were. So we had to get Virgil involved. Now, Virgil's an artist. And surely, these two are really good at this. Virgil, if you've ever seen his paintings, they're just amazing. So we said, Virgil, would you come in and help us out? Yeah, I'll do it, he says. So he comes on in, he gets involved. And Yolanda helped out, and Shirley helped out. But the point here is that we had our older generation involved with our younger generation. And the kids just loved it. They enjoyed being with Virgil and Yolanda and Shirley. You guys did such a great job. And I remember the kids saying, it's a lot of fun with these guys. So it brings us all together. It gives participants who have practiced their trained all year long a chance to show they're developing skills and talents. It creates an atmosphere and spears teamwork together. You know, our puppet theater, it brought the kids together. It created teamwork. We took first place, by the way, in puppet theater. And our trophy's right in the middle up here. So you guys can see that. Jen and Kelly was involved with that, and they did such a good job with the kids. They all had to memorize parts in this puppet theater. Now, what's the point of puppet theater? That sounds kind of odd, but when our kids get older, we got to be able to have them with the VBSs and bring on the little kids along too. So they had teamwork involved. As a matter of fact, I think they all memorized all their lines. Not one of them had to read anything, and it was perfect. And it was an amazing, amazing deal that they had done. It produces well-rounded, confident, spiritually grounded individuals that will have the right foundation to be workers for the Lord from youth to adulthood. One reason that we lose our kids, to the world. They grow up, and when we bring them to church, and they grow up, they go off to college, and they get caught up in the world. And this is one reason, I'm just saying one reason, that we hadn't trained our kids right. We didn't train our kids right, and they leave the church. So let's let the numbers do the talking here for a second. Can you guys see that? Is that clear? Is it blurry? Lads to Leaders did the following study. Youth who attended services only, they just came in on Sundays and came in on Wednesdays, 38% remained faithful. Youth who participated in another program, such as coming on Sundays, getting involved in the VBS or youth rallies, 54% remained faithful. Now, this is a study that they conducted. Youth who participated in the Lads to Leaders program, it jumped up to 85% of our youth remained faithful. Let me tell you something. After doing it in 2017, I'm going to be straight honest. Our kids, every kid that participated, they're so excited to get started again. And I'm not kidding. They are ready to go again and get this thing going. They want to get started tomorrow, actually. So we've been doing this on Wednesday evenings and working with the kids on Wednesday evenings and as well as at home as well. So year-round events. You can see there's a number of events on there that the kids can do. Now, there's a lot of events that they're involved in that they don't have to do all of these, but they're just some that they can pick and choose from. So you can kind of read through there and look at them. But the year-round events, parents and teachers keep log books on these kids throughout the year, time, dates, and for how long they did the event. And then throughout the year, the congregation will evaluate the individual as their progress and rate them and how they're coming along. So you can see the whole congregation can be involved in this as well. So let's pick one here, and I was just going to pick the year-round song leading and songs of praise. I'll just choose that one. Cameron, he's been song leading on Wednesday evenings and Sunday evenings. Well, we didn't know this at the time last year, but we could have kept track of this for Cameron, and he could have received an award for this at the Lads Leaders program. So this year we will be doing that and keeping track of that as well. So our young men that want a song lead on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights, this is an opportunity for them to grow in that area. And then they can receive awards for that. The pre-convention events, bulletin boards, individual pearls test, mass media, and individual Bible bowl test. Stuff that they study throughout the year. You say bulletin board, what does that have to do with anything? Well, somebody's got to do the bulletin boards. Jen's doing a lot of it right now, doing a good job at it. And so what they do is they work on that throughout the year. We get the picture of it, take it to them, and then it's judged at the convention. Convention events. These events are done at the convention. See speech, song leading, Art says it. There's a number of them here. Oral Bible reading. Lauren Hemiseth did oral Bible reading this year. Did a great job. We got a picture of her here in just a minute. She was there. She did such a good job. She was so excited. So it's good to see the young ones get involved with that. There's eight conventions that go on that weekend. Kurt mentioned it's on Easter weekend, and somebody asked me, why do they do it on Easter? Well, you know, as in the church, you know, we don't take necessarily, we remember the Lord every Sunday for what he did for us. But I had found out the reason they do that is on Easter because they can get a better deal on the conventions. There's not as much going on, so they can get a hold of the sites, the ones in Dallas. But there's 8 places that they do this. In Dallas, Texas, that's the one we went to. 2,200 kids were there this year. So our kids competed with 2,200 kids. Nashville, 8,000 kids, approximately. There's one in Memphis, Louisville, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida, and Visalia. Is that right? Where's Greg at? Is that the one he's at? I think Greg.
Visalia.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, Visalia. That's where Greg's at. And he's a big, is he leading it or is he a big part of it? I know that.
He's probably part of it.
Yeah. So Kathy Liker's brother is running the one in California. And there's one in the Philippines now. So it's not just in the United States, it's going overseas as well. 22,000 kids participated that weekend in Last of Leaders program. Windsor, Colorado has a population in 2016. I went back and looked, 24,500. So that gives you an idea how many kids are involved with Last of Leaders. Approximately that weekend, 14,000 songs were led. 14,000 speeches were given that weekend, approximately. That's a combination of 28,000 songs and speeches given by young men and women in the Lord's church that weekend. And our kids were part of it. Just a few thank yous here. We just wanted to recognize a few people here this morning. Obviously, our elders, we appreciate them supporting us in this. They're a big part of this and support, just giving us the encouragement to do it. As well as a few I just wanted to just kind of stand out here. For sure, Virgil. I wanted to mention Virgil and Yolanda and Shirley helping us out with the yard. I mentioned it earlier. Big help. You guys bailed us out. We appreciate you guys and all the work you do. And Shirley, where's Shirley? There she is. Jan and Kelly, you guys did a lot of work with the kids with the puppet theater, as well as I think Kelly worked with speeches. Did you do that too? Kelly worked with speeches and some song leading with the girls, and Kurt as well. Appreciate all your help. So we landed in Dallas that morning, and you can see Joel there. His mouth was open. I think the boys were trying to throw crackers. It says we left at 2:30 in the morning. We woke up about 1:45 and got up and left. And left about 2:30. And you can see with Joel sleeping there, it was a long trip. Cameron said to me, we were in Dallas. It was 8:30 their time. And Cameron said to me, he says, you know, Ron, it's 7:30 back home. Kids aren't even in school yet, and we're halfway across the country. Like, yeah, I know. Half asleep, so it was a long day. Kelly was the coordinator and the guy on the right. I don't know who he is. So once we hit the ground, running in Dallas on Friday. We didn't get to bed till about 10:30 or 11 that night after that first night of awards. And so this is kind of our little, I don't know if you can see it, our schedule that's up here as well. That was all of us there. You ever played the game Find Waldo? Can anybody find Joel? Either we're really short or Joel is really tall. Yeah. But that is at the Dallas... the Gaylord Texan, if nobody's been there, it's quite the place. You need to go and see. It's really neat. Okay. Convention events. Let's see. Oral Bible reading. Lauren, there she is. And, you know, It takes a lot of courage for these kids to do this. You know, they go into a room. Now, this convention center is huge. To give you an idea how big it is, this is how big it is. I don't know if anybody's ever been here. But we ran into your sister, Vicky, down there. And she said, down below us, there's 100 volleyball courts going right now, and they have volleyball going. So that's one level. We're on the next level. And they had all kinds of rooms in there. But the kids, my point is, the kids go in here to do their speeches, or they do the Bible reading, and there might be in a room with judges and people. They don't know anybody in there other than one or two. So it takes a lot of courage for these kids to do this. And Joel and was helping out with that as well, and Heather with Lauren on that. There we go. Speeches. There's our participants. Got some ribbons for that. And then Peyton and Cameron. Peyton's on the top right. Puppet theater. There we go. That was our puppet theater. And all the kids were involved in this one. And I think a lot of you saw the actual puppet show we did. Connor doing his song leading. We had a number of song leaders and a number of our song leaders. Let me tell you, we have song leaders coming up. Especially, one thing that jumped up, our girls, our young women can song lead. Ladies, when you're setting up a ladies' day, we've got it. You've got some song leaders. A number of our girls placed second, third. Did we get a first out of that? We got second, third, and a lot of finalist trophies that are up here. So that's just our girls. We have song leaders. All these kids song leaders. Bible Bowl. And you can see there's an arrow there. Our kids are in there. There's a number of Bible Bowl kids. And we're going to do Bible Bowl again this year. The adults. Now that's the only picture there we got. And that's Jen's sister, Kim, helped us out down there, as well as Reba, her mom. But we adults have to help out as judging as well in some of these events. So we got a picture of Kim judging as well. Saturday night, award ceremony, approximately 2,000 attendance. That's just half of the room. Not everybody was in there. And we received a few awards here. Individual pearls test. It's a test that you take at home. It was over Ruth, Esther, and Job. And you receive awards for high score on that. Songs of praise. I can't see that very well. That's the girls, right? A lot of our girls did very well in that. Several finalists in second place. Boys' speech. I see Connor up there. And Sarah. There's my favorite one right there. Some of that was on Facebook, you may see. First place for our seventh grade puppets. Now, who was our youngest in the puppets? Was it Lauren? How old are you, Lauren?
Eight.
So we had to do puppets at a seventh grade level because our oldest was in seventh grade. So they did really, really well, pulled together as a team to take second place. I love that. Had a lot of fun too, as well. Got the swim. You can see the two boys clowning around like always. And then the Easter bunnies. Cameron had to get his picture with the Easter bunnies. Played a lot of Uno and swam, and so that's just some of the pictures of the hotel. Okay, the people on the left. Because with Mama and Papa Goose, they dressed up like that and they came. We met these people that Sunday. Well, we talked to them that Sunday morning, and they're from Houston, Texas. And they were up there, came up to Dallas to check into the Lazo Leaders program just to see what it was about, because they were thinking about doing it for their congregation as well. And we got to talking to them, and I said, so You're from Houston. How big's your congregation? He said, "Oh, we're just a small congregation." He was serious. We're small. We're only 1,000 members. It's 1,000 members. Wow. You know, in northern Colorado, in this part of the country, the churches tend to be smaller. And you go down to the south, and it's big down there. For anybody who's been in the south, you see how big it is. But Joel said something to me that stuck out in my mind when we were down there that weekend. He said, "You know what? Sometimes we get down and we get discouraged a little bit, and we feel like we're trying to stand for the truth, and we kind of feel like we're kind of sheltered up here a little bit from everything. But we go to this, and we see what's going on, and we're around people that are like-minded, and we see, you know what? This is such a motivator, and it's so encouraging." And that stuck with me all weekend. And you don't feel like you're the only one out there. It was amazing. That was that morning when we got there, just kind of hanging out a little bit, get ready. Okay, we're not changing here. There we go. Now they're messing around there. Okay. That's Jen and her mother, Reba. Appreciate Reba. She came down. She drove all the way out from Alabama, 10-hour drive, and helped us out. She was huge help. And Kim came out, Jen's sister, as well. She was help. Now the Randy Michaela Mitchell down at the bottom. That's their grandmother, Scott's mom, from the Dallas or from the Texas area. She was there too as well. Randy and Michaela aren't here today, but they were involved as well. On that Sunday morning, we ended with worship with about 1,000 members. And that was quite the deal, the singing. Anybody that's been involved with a number of members singing together, it's amazing. There again, can you find Joel? That was all of us on Sunday morning. Lads to Leaders 2018, Lord willing, we'll be doing it this year. And the theme is in remembrance of him. It's coming out. We're going to be doing the two books, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. We just did that not too long ago with Ben and his class on Wednesdays. And so afterwards, if you guys can see that, I can't see it very well, but we're going to have a meeting, anybody who wants to be involved to help out this year. We could always use help. And teachers to help out. That's our biggest thing. Just come see us today after potluck, and we'll start working that direction. And I'm going to be meeting with the elders here hopefully soon and start figuring that out as well. So, can I get all the young kids that participated this year to come right up here, stand right here, right in front. Mentioned earlier, getting up in front of people is tough sometimes to do. For some people, it doesn't come natural. And it takes a lot of courage to be able to get up, especially in front of strangers if you don't know them. But I want to read something here from 1 Corinthians, what Paul said here. I got to take my glasses off. And I do, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, if you want to turn with me, chapter 9, 23 through 25. "And I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I may become a fellow partaker of it. Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives a prize? Run in such a way that you may win. So run if you may win. And anyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. Then they do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we do it for for an imperishable wreath. Guys, we didn't all get trophies, and we all didn't get first place, and we all didn't get second. But you know what? In God's eyes, you've won. You won. We appreciate you guys doing that and working so hard to do that. Remember, it's not about getting the trophy. It's about receiving the eternal trophy in heaven.
That's right.
Guys, you can sit down. Thank you. We just wanted to bring this to you guys so you could kind of see what we've been doing. We wanted you to see what we've been doing in the past year. We're going to offer an invitation song right now. If you need prayers, if you're struggling, if your faith is struggling a little bit, what a way to build that faith up. Get involved and help out. This will build your faith. If you need to put Christ on in baptism, we ask that you come forward at this time as we stand and as we sing.
Indeed, of a place that's called heaven, it's made.